The Supreme Court today drew a new line separating church and state. The court said that when states provide assistance for college students, they're not obligated to fund scholarships for students studying theology. The 7-2 ruling was a major setback for religious rights advocates and for the Bush administration. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the court today.
While today's ruling technically involves state college scholarships, what it really was about was school vouchers. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that states could use taxpayer money to pay for private school vouchers, including vouchers for religious schools. But the drive for vouchers stalled because some 37 states have state constitutional provisions that bar the use of public funds for religious education. One of those states is Washington, and the case involved in today's ruling was aimed right at the heart of that state constitutional provision. The case was brought by Joshua Davey, a college student who was denied a state scholarship that he was otherwise qualified for. The reason was that he wanted to use the scholarship to study for the ministry. Davey went to court contending that the state ban on public funding of religious education violated the right guaranteed him in the federal constitution to the free exercise of religion.
It's discrimination because they've created a scholarship program and then come in and the sole basis of denying me the scholarship was my chosen theology major.
Today, the Supreme Court, by a 7-2 vote, rejected that claim. The Founding Fathers said the court were clearly concerned about preventing any state establishment of religion, and the states are entitled to pursue that goal vis-a-vis religious education differently than the federal government does. Thus, while the federal constitution would allow such scholarships, states are free to ban them. There was no evidence in the Washington case, said the court, of any animus towards religion. Religious rights advocate Jay Sekulow said the ruling was a major loss.
This was the flip side of the voucher case. The court said previously you can't have vouchers. This was, once the state sets that program up, can they exclude from that program religion? The Supreme Court said today they can if they so choose.
Those opposing vouchers, conversely, saw today's ruling as a major victory. Elliot Mintzberg of People for the American Way.
There is no question that voucher advocates were looking to this case to try to provide a weapon against state constitutional provisions. And at the very least, you have to say that that weapon has failed in this case.
Also on the losing side of today's ruling was the Bush administration, which had urged the Supreme Court to say that once a state confers a general benefit, it cannot exclude religious activities. Adding force to the ruling was its lopsided 7-2 majority and the fact that it was written by Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who 2 years ago wrote the voucher decision. Barry Lynn is director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
And I do think that this was a way for the court to say pretty unequivocally, we're not going off the deep end on this religion funding question. We are going to stop. We are going to say states may have some rights to include religious groups as recipients of funds, but they certainly don't have to let the people decide. And I think Americans, frankly, are very nervous about government support for religion.
Pepperdine Law Professor Douglas Kamek agreed with that assessment, but not the value judgment.
I think it gives license to those states who want to exclude religious schools and who want to exclude social service agencies run by religious organizations from public benefits.
Dissenting from today's ruling were Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. Writing for the two, Justice Scalia jabbed at the majority, saying, in an era when the court is so quick to come to the aid of other disfavored groups, i.e. homosexuals, its indifference in this case, which involves a form of discrimination to which the Constitution actually speaks, is exceptional. While today's ruling is limited to training the clergy, he said, what is next? Will we deny priests and nuns their prescription drug benefits on grounds that taxpayers shouldn't subsidize medicating the clergy?
I think it's unnecessarily alarmist.
Voucher proponent Kenneth Starr.
Justice Scalia always wants rules. And what this court is saying is we're not going to allow our doctrine to stand in the way of representative institutions coming to a sensible policy choice.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.